Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College Podcast. Here on the IBC Podcast, we've been following the IBC Missions Conference, and for our next installment of the series, we're going to listen to an interview with Reverend Roger Buckland. For over three decades, Brother Buckland has served global missions in the Philippines, in the Czech Republic, and as an area coordinator in Eastern Europe, and currently as a regional director in the Pacific. We can't wait for you to hear his wisdom. We also can't wait for you to hear about the new Distant Learning Program here at Indiana Bible College. The Distant Learning Program makes training accessible to anyone, anywhere. And for more information, you can visit www.ibcdl.com. So whether you're a pastor or a lay minister or a congregation member or someone who just wants to know more about the Bible, find out more information at www.ibcdl.com. Now let's hear Reverend Robert K. Rodenbusch interviewing Reverend Roger Buckland during the IBC Missions Conference.
We're here today to talk with the regional director from the Pacific region, Roger Buckland, who has served in global missions for almost 35 years along with he and his wife. And we're going to just ask a few questions of Brother Buckland in regards to missions vision, missions call, and what he's doing presently as a regional director. So, Brother Buckland, what did the process of your calling to missions look like?
Well, thank you, Brother Rodenbusch. What a distinct privilege to speak to you today about this. I had always had a high regard for missionaries, super people, I thought, above all the rest. And when I was pastoring, we had missionaries come through. As a matter of fact, my last year of pastoring, we had 12 missionaries through that year, 13 actually, one every month. And every time a missionary was there, when they would leave, it would just pull at our heart. I couldn't really put my finger on it. And then we had a missionary come through the next year and invited me to come and preach three camps in there. I was the Conqueror Secretary in Ohio, and so he felt that I would be a good fit to preach their camp meetings. And so we went and preached the camp meetings. While we was there, we were involved in a Bible school graduation down in Cebu, Philippines. And the missionary was home on furlough at that time. But the administrator of the school, national there, he came to me one day and he says, could you help me on something? I said, well, I'll do what I can. He says, well, we need copies made of this paper, and none of us here know how to operate the copy machine. Would you know? I said, yeah, I can do that for you. And so we went and made the copies. And my wife and I later that day looked at each other and says, man, we thought being a missionary, you had to be so intelligent and have so many qualifications. And we can operate a copy machine. So maybe we are somebody that God could use overseas. And it never got away from us. We went back to the church we were pastoring. And we just, every time we got down to pray, it wouldn't leave us. So finally, we succumbed and had a meeting in St. Louis and asked about the possibility. I had thought that, you know, I would give this a couple terms, then have done with it. Well, here we are, 35 years later almost, still doing the will of God, and it's been a great ride.
After serving in the Philippines for about 10 years, you moved to Eastern Europe. That seemed like a big cultural change to me. So what were the challenges of that field and culture that you needed to adjust to?
When we first arrived in the Philippines, we stepped off the plane. There was a group of students from the Bible school singing and welcoming us. Wow, we felt, man, let's go get them. When we arrived in the Czech Republic, there was no one there to meet us. We didn't have a name of one person to contact. Nobody knew we were coming. Didn't understand the language. The culture was diametrically opposite from what it was in the Philippines. Philippines, they were so warm and open and friendly, and the Czechs couldn't care less if we were there or not. And So one of the biggest adjustments for us was the cultural change. Of course, the climate was a lot different also. It was hot in the Philippines and cold in Eastern Europe. But you know, Brother Rodenbusch, we felt like we were in the will of God. We had great results in the Philippines as far as numbers. We had very minimal results in Czech Republic as far as numbers. But it didn't dissuade us, because we knew that God had brought us there. And so that's the real secret in longevity in missions, knowing you're in the will of God. And as Paul said, be content in whatever state you are. So,
I'm sure through the years, Brother Buckland, you've had numerous challenges. What would you say has been the greatest challenge on the mission field, either in your role as a missionary or maybe now as the regional director for the Pacific region?
Speaking from the missionary point of view, probably the greatest challenge is getting on the same page culturally with the culture that you're in. Many times we go to the field with a preconceived notion because of our backgrounds and our upbringing. Me, I was raised in the Midwest. My wife was. I have more of a southern background. She has a northern background. But then we went to the Philippines. You've got to adjust to their culture to be effective. But then when we reversed and went to Eastern Europe, wow, what a big change and a big difference. And I learned that I cannot expect them to act like a North American. I cannot expect a Czech to act like a Filipino. So the results, you can't compare them. It's like apples and oranges. The only thing similar is the round, you know, and that was about how you had to look at things. So probably as a missionary, one of your greatest challenges I would perceive is getting in tune and in line with the culture that you're going to work with. Now, from my perspective as a regional director, one of our greatest challenges is getting enough laborers. We need laborers. In our region, in the last 6 years, if my memory is correct, we have lost 13 missionaries. That's either to death, retirement, or resigning. 13 missionaries or couples. In that same amount of time, we've gained 4. So our labor force has been dwindling. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that. But the problem is our works are moving on and they need guidance and they need help. So probably one of our greatest challenges as far as a regional director point of view is laborers for the field. And that's what Jesus said, pray for laborers. And they're there. I know God's dealing with people, so we are going to be having that harvest of laborers.
I understand that, and I believe that is going to happen. In consideration of that and your many years of experience in working with not just nationals of two diverse cultures, but with colleagues and those people whom you look to for maybe guidance and direction, what do you think keeps people from achieving their potential in the kingdom of God? And if you can respond to that, maybe you could also respond to how could they overcome some of those challenges that keeps them from achieving their best potential.
Well, this is an interesting question. And I have put some thought into it because I read the question in advance. I perceive the biggest challenge for a person to develop where God really wants them to be, this would be either missions or wherever, is self and our own personal egos. That can go either way, either thinking too well of yourself or taking the opposite, thinking too small of yourself. I guess the reason I'm saying that is because you can see when you're dealing with people, you can see where you think God wants them to be if they'll just overcome themselves. And I guess maybe it's a struggle that we all have. Maybe it's one that I've had, and that's why it's kind of tender to me. The way they can overcome that, or the way I can overcome it, is to have people speak into my life and follow their advice. Prayer and humility, and then accepting the responsibilities that are given, not that I take upon myself, because we're not to be self-promoters necessarily, but when those that are working with you and they give you responsibility, then you take it and fulfill it to the best of your ability. That's how God lifts up, and I believe that's how God... You don't have to push doors open. God does that. And so the best way to do it is prayer, humility, and then those that are, if you want to use word mentor, or those that are colleagues that are working with you, that see the path that you're taking, you've got to trust them. You've got to trust them and operate in how you feel they see you operating. And that's how you can be a success, I believe.
Thank you very much. You mentioned earlier on the need for additional personnel in the Pacific region, especially perhaps even younger men and women to help with the harvest in that region. If you had the opportunity to give some advice to a young person who's striving to fulfill their spiritual potential, what advice would you give them today?
Thank you for this opportunity. We have a different world now than when I first went into missions. Our works overseas are expanding and they're growing. And a lot of need is in training, Bible school work. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, that is our very crucial need that will perpetuate revival. God has sent revival, but to perpetuate revival, we've got to have trained workers. Now, our only situation is we need people coming to the field that have an education. You know, it's hard to train pastors if you haven't pastored. It's hard to teach in a Bible school if you haven't fulfilled that. So I look at it this way. Prepare yourself. You got to prepare yourself in prayer, in study, and get around people that know missions and glean from them. If somebody comes straight out of high school, we'll find a place for them to work, but they'll not be able to rise in the eyes of the people they're working with until they have a little experience themselves. And you come and you get experience, but when you will really start to be used, it's when you come with experience. And I'm not saying you can't come straight out of school or something, but I am saying if you come with some experience, you will not that you're wanting to elevate, but your effectiveness will be much broader because you have prepared yourself. So I would say prepare yourself, number one, through prayer and through study. And if you haven't gone to Bible school, why not? Go to Bible school. If you need further education, get a degree. Those things would help you in your overseas work.
Thank you very much, Brother Buckland. We really appreciate the opportunity today to have this time of talking, and thank you for responding to these questions. And I really believe that this will be helpful to those who have an opportunity to listen to it. And we wish you all of the best for continued revival in the Pacific region, and we wish you and your wife good health and continued growth in the region.
I receive that. Amen. Thank you very much, and what a joy to speak to each of you today. God bless.
The Indiana Bible College Distant Learning Program is ready for you to enroll. Whether you're a minister, a congregation member, or just interested in learning more about the Bible, go check out www.ibcdl.com. There, you'll find out more information about continuing studies, earning an Associate of Arts in Biblical Studies, an additional Bachelor of Arts in Biblical Studies, degree completion, concurrent studies, and earning certificates. Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today, and the Distant Learning Program makes this training accessible to anyone, anywhere. Again, for more information, visit www.ibcdl.com.